Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Morning.
I need to know, because it's very important right now, what size rain jacket goes on a 43-pound chocolate lab? Is that a medium or a large?
Well, I have never once thought about buying a rain jacket or
really?
Slicker or Mac, whatever you would call it.
I had not either until
for
this morning.
For a dog.
I had not either until this morning. This is our sixth straight day of rain in Kansas City. That's the longest streak we've had since May of 2021,
wow,
according to what I just saw this morning. And so this dog, Eclair, doesn't like the rain. I don't like the rain. I don't want to go walk her in the rain, but at some point she needs to go outside. And so this morning it got so, I'm like, well, I can improvise. I'm resourceful. I have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about a garbage bag. I don't have just a regular slicker like that would be in a little package for camping or anything. So I have rain jackets. And so I thought, well, I can make this work. So she'll at least go outside for 5 minutes and like pee and just like go outside for, even though I have a covered pergola out back.
Uh-huh.
She
won't do it. She's too good for it.
No, she wants to go out further into the yard. So I took a rain jacket of mine this morning and I put the hood on and I wrapped it. I put the main part over her back,
mm-hmm,
and I tied the sleeves around under her chest. And if you would like to see, I felt like the parent that sent their kid to school, like with the clothes inside out.
Yeah.
Or on backwards. The picture is up on Instagram, and I'll put it on Threads here in a second. I was proud of myself for being resourceful. Eclair was like looking at me like, what are you doing? You are such an amateur. What are you doing? She stayed outside for about 6 minutes. She did not pee. And it was only because I stayed outside with her. And then she was like, I'm done with this. I'll hold it.
For clarification purposes,
yes,
are you advocating for a medium jacket during fall? Is that something that
I'm asking because I'm now on Amazon looking for rain slickers,
really?
So I don't embarrass this dog anymore.
He's trying to make reference.
Oh,
no.
Him. When?
I didn't think your dog was talking. He was trying to make reference to his dumb list thing from a couple weeks ago with the medium jacket.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have never seen a dog look more confused and miserable than your dog looks in that rain jacket.
But I wanted her to.
She just is something's going to happen, right? Like,
she has a short term memory and she doesn't realize, yes, it's still raining. Or she looks outside and sees it raining and doesn't realize that means she's going to get wet.
Yeah.
So we open the back door and I show her again that it's raining and she runs outside and then immediately runs back in.
I mean, I don't know. Because for me, when it rains, the dog doesn't need a bath this week. We'll just walk him in the rain because my dog doesn't mind the rain. Is that a thing with dogs?
She doesn't like the rain.
I've never known dogs not to like the rain.
She doesn't like it.
But I haven't had that many dogs, so I don't know.
Maybe it's a female dog thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
But she doesn't.
I don't know, but my dog pees sitting down.
Really?
He doesn't lift his leg. He squats. Yeah.
This is going way into the, we're going way into the weeds already, but it's very easy for me to tell on a walk if she's going to do number one or number two, because she will lift one leg just a little bit off the ground,
mm-hmm,
if she's going number one.
Nope.
And number two is different.
I think Gordon has bad hips, always has. So he doesn't lift the leg. He just, mm-hmm, he just squats and then he kicks it like a cat.
Some dogs do that.
Yeah.
Some dogs don't. I've been told.
I think he was raised by cats.
So anyway,
you need a rain jacket.
I need to
dog.
Know if it's a medium or large for a 43-pound chocolate lab. I'm thinking medium, probably not large, so that the dog will go out in the rain.
I'm looking on Amazon. These all look ridiculous.
But they're cute. There are some of them that are really cute. cute.
Oh, no, they're cute.
I didn't say
there weren't some that are cute,
but they're ridiculous, too.
There's one that has rubber duckies on it.
I mean, oh, my God.
There's one that has like a neckline that's fur to keep the neck warm. I need one with a hood.
All right, while we're talking about our children and the rain, yesterday, Katie gave Finn, my nine-year-old, gave him a rain jacket because it wasn't raining when she walked him to school. Mm-hmm. But she was like, take this, and then when it's going to be raining later, put it on when you leave. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, he comes out of the school without the rain jacket
on. Of course.
It's in his backpack. And so we're both up there, and she's like yelling at him about, why didn't you put that on? I gave that to you. Why didn't you put it on? And we're sitting there. It's raining on us. I'm like, can we like have this argument in the car?
Yeah.
So that we're not, you know, I guess making your point stronger because you're sitting here getting soaked. The other thing was he was wearing a sweat jacket all day at school.
Yeah.
And he was not wearing a shirt underneath it.
He was such a boy thing.
Literally just wearing a sweat jacket with nothing underneath it. What's funny about that is I'm not the one who got him dressed yesterday.
Do you really want to?
Katie got him dressed.
Do you really want to? She listens to the show. Do you really want to have a fight later?
She knows what she did. I'm amazed at the fact that it was her that did that, not me.
Because I would have thought it was him.
He got himself dressed and she gave him a shirt to put on, but he didn't. The point is, I have it in my head. Okay. I need to make sure he put on the clothes that were set out for him. Otherwise, Katie's going to be upset. And then he's not going to be the one in trouble for it. Mm-hmm. I am, or by trouble, I mean she's going to roll her eyes at me. So I double check everything. She just assumes he's going to listen to her, and he didn't. And I think that that's really funny because she just doesn't understand that mentality. Because she's like, why would you go to school without a shirt on? And I'm like, why would you put a shirt on? You're wearing a sweat jacket.
And this is your second son.
He's 9 years old.
So you've been through this once already with a boy that like boys that wear shorts until forever.
It is having boys is closer to having dogs than it is to having a girl.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're so incredibly different.
Yeah.
And
especially with stuff like this.
Yes.
We're getting dressed.
Getting dressed and all that stuff. I'll also tell you this. I'm sure parents who have all girls have said at least once, God, I wish I had a boy.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had boys.
We're neurotic in our own ways.
But yesterday, it was just like a series of things where I was just downstairs. Henry likes to bother me while I'm working and on my laptop, and he'll yell at me, like, hey, what are you doing? What are you looking at? If I'm watching TV, be like, why are you watching this? This is stupid. Turn it off. He just bullies me all the time, and it's a back and forth thing. I'm going to the bathroom, and he thinks it's the funniest thing in the world when I'm in the bathroom to pound on the door as loud as possible.
Again, it's kind of like the dog that just likes to sit on the floor while you're in the bathroom.
He just needs attention.
That's what my dog does.
And just to mess with me. And he's 16, and he doesn't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, what are you doing in there? Like, what do you think I'm doing?
Yeah.
Why don't you get off the pot, huh? Like, just... And I literally said, it hasn't happened a lot of times, but he did that and he walked like, and walked away. And I went, my God, I wish I had girls. Like, at least there'd be different problems.
Because you should have one of each, because then you'd know, then you'd have it all covered.
I wish I had one of each.
Yeah.
So that
the second one was a mistake. Yeah. That should have been a girl.
He should have been a girl. Yeah. We should have at least raised them like a girl. That's possible now, right? Gender affirming care.
Whatever you want.
All that stuff. You guys have a problem with that?
You want.
Those of you listening out in Gladstone. Sorry.
Gladstone.
I don't know. I just picked a random area.
Those people are going to get mad now. You just angered. Have fun with the text line.
You transphobe.
Claim to be from Gladstone, people, and you text him and you tell him.
I did take him to a drag queen story hour one time on accident. Like, we didn't know it was drag queen story hour.
And you just decided, hey, let's just ride this out and see what happens.
I was just like, whatever. I'm not a prude. And he had no idea what was even happening, so it was fun. But no, I one of each would be best. One of each would be so
that way you
so
have all the crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah. At least I could compare better.
And then you're equally matched. You and Katie like each have
you have all the
information.
You know what it would be? It would be you go talk to her.
Yeah.
You're
absolutely
a woman. I'm not talking to her about this.
I was daddy's girl.
Yeah.
1,000%. So speaking of that, interestingly. So my dad did commercial HVAC for a living when I was a kid, which meant our thermostat in the winter was never set above like 60 or 62, mm-hmm. which is why I think I'm hot all the time, because I'm just used to it being cold in the house. Have you turned your furnace on yet?
I did right before I left the house. So
me too, this morning.
Katie, before she left today, was like, hey, it's 60 degrees.
Yeah.
On the thermostat. Mm-hmm. So maybe you want to turn the furnace on. And I was like, okay, sure. I actually like it cold.
I do too.
I sleep better when it's cold. I don't get chilly sitting on the couch or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I just put on an extra sweater.
I pull a blanket up.
Put some socks on. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. So I did. I turned the furnace on to 61.
That's so funny. So the house got, the dog's ears were cold this morning. And I thought, okay, well, I can't do that. And because same thing, I don't care. I always have a space heater by my feet. I don't like my feet to be cold. So when I work in the morning, I have a space heater under the desk, and that's good enough for me. And like, I have a down comforter, and so that's good for me at night. But there was a dramatic difference when the house went from 63 to 62 inside, and that happened this morning. And that's where I said, okay, okay, we can get it up to 63 then.
Yeah.
We can. And that's where it is right now. That's where it'll stay.
It's 61. So that she knows I turned the furnace on. I guess maybe it's going to make a difference. I don't know.
For me, it took, to use my grandmother's term, it took the chill out of the air.
That's important.
It took the chill out. And
I got nothing out
the
of
dog
it.
Who stays with me from the moment I get in the shower until the moment I walk out of the door, she lays on the rug that's in front of the register in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And she lays there anyway, but now that's a coveted spot because the register is right there. So, and the dog's ears are not cold anymore.
That's, yeah.
Once I don't have the dog anymore, then it'll go down to 60 during the day.
I don't know, because I went in to check on Gordon to see if he was cold, and he would just seem mad that I bothered him while he was sleeping.
Oh.
Yeah. I like rubbed his head, and he's like, rawr, rawr.
She does this thing where she... because again, I've only had her 2 months and I haven't figured out all the tells yet. She'll lick my face a lot, which I swore I was never going to let a dog do. But now she'll like lick my contacts while my eyes are open.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like she.
Oh my God.
And so she just licks my face. No. And
you know what? I just realized something. I never thought about that. I don't like that.
I don't like it either, I let this dog do just about anything.
I would never let my dog do that to me. And yes. It bothers me when I see it with other people. And yes. I'm not even saying there's something wrong with you. I'm saying that's my personal ick.
Oh no, that used to be my personal ick too.
Yeah. My friend James, whenever I'm talking to him over Zoom, mm-hmm. his dog will come up and like lick the inside of his nose. I'm like, what, what do you think is in there? Like, what did you do cocaine recently? Is this why the dog's so attracted to that part of your face?
I also worry about, again, I let the dog, but I have a limit. I have a limit to it. Because I don't know, like, sometimes I think she's doing it because she just wants attention. And other times I think it's because she, like, hey, love me, because she is a Velcro dog. And other times it's because she needs something. Like, it's her way of saying, I need to go outside. It's like she gets right up in my face and doesn't leave me alone. And I haven't figured out always what that means anymore. But I worried about the hygienics of it, of her, because she will, if my eyes are open and I wear contacts, sometimes she licks the contact. Because she'll lick my, I know,
gross.
And I do too. And then I just rinse the contact out. And I swore, if you had told Jamie from early this year that I would let a dog sleep in my bed, lick my face, and all the other things that are happening, I would have said you're nuts. But somehow I've been charmed.
The sleeping in the bed thing is fine. I love that our
it
dog
helps me sleep,
sleeps
so I don't
upstairs.
Care.
I love hearing him snore.
Me too.
He's and it's weird. I like the smell. Like,
and she doesn't move.
I know that's a weird thing too, but I like having his scent in the room. There's something comforting about it.
Yeah.
It's probably some kind of weird caveman thing. But the licking of the face. Though that is supposedly. Kids who grow up with dogs in their house have less allergies because dogs will constantly lick kids' faces, and that exposes them to a bunch of different disgusting things, and it helps apparently later on with allergies.
If nothing else, that would make sense to me, just in that dogs that go outside bring stuff in and it just expose your house to more things.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that's... So, 913-586-7798.
I don't know. Any of that?
Did you turn your furnace on yet? I'm curious.
Because
this is the point at which it's going to be in the 30s this weekend.
What temp do you crack it at? Because
62 was my I cracked.
I could have gone down to 50.
I probably could have gone to high 50s because that's how I grew up.
Without
my dad was like, We don't turn the furnace on until there's frost on the windows.
Yeah.
But I...
Which
now
is funny, because we worked that. You would think he...
He just, it was like, it's my house. Well, because our house was also really well insulated. I mean, he took really good care of our furnace, you know, and so... Well, and now I'm like, I'm an adult, I get to do what I want. So I budge a little bit.
To me, we lived in that crappy house before we lived in the one we live in now. And it was so cold all the time with hardwood floors, bad insulation. Mm-hmm. All the heat went upstairs, so the downstairs was freezing right. All the time. It was radiators instead of, you know, vents. It was horrible. And because of that, I'm just immune to it now. Mm-hmm. Like, and there were several times where, because it was oil instead of natural gas, we ran out of oil, and it would be a day for them to deliver the friggin' oil. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess we should have stayed on top of that, but busy. Didn't have time to check it all the time.
Yeah.
And some days we just wouldn't have heat in the house. Mm-hmm. And I was fine with it. Like, I just got used to it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I have an electric fireplace in my living room, and that's a heater.
Yeah.
When I turn, I rarely ever turn it on. But, yeah, space heaters. And my furnace went out last winter. Man, that was like the first major problem I had with this house was the thermostat on the heater having problems. And some of you remember calling me and giving me advice on what to do about it. My furnace went out like 3 days a week for a month. And so I just didn't have heat until it was fixed. It's fixed now. Thank God.
This is going to blow your mind. The average temperature that people say they kick the thermostat on.
Can I guess?
I'll tell you if you're right or wrong after the commercial break, but go ahead, guess.
66.
66. Quentin, what do you guess?
I bet it's higher than that.
Yeah, I'm going to say people don't want to deal with the cold, so I'm going to say 74.
74.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's insane.
No.
That's way too high.
I think people, like, when it starts to, when it gets cold at night,
yeah,
people will just turn it on.
Do you mean temperature in the house or
in
temperature
the house,
outside?
On the thermostat.
Yeah. I think.
You thought people were turning on the
furnace at 74 degrees
outside?
My air conditioner is still
when
on.
When it drops below, like at night,
yeah.
And then they'll bump it up.
No, I was talking about the temperature on the thermostat. So
inside
you're saying 74, you're saying 66.
And I'm going to change my answer to 68.
68. All right. We'll talk about that coming up on midday. And what temperature do you crack it at? I don't know why that sounded vaguely hip for some reason. We'll talk about that next on midday.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
62 degrees in my house. That's when I cracked. Because even though I grew up in a house where it had to get like 58 in the house before my dad would turn the furnace on, mm-hmm. I own the house myself and I can do what I want. For you, it was 60.
It was for my wife, it was 60.
Yes.
For
you, it would have been 45 degrees.
I don't care. Yeah.
Like frost on the windows, earmuffs on.
And it would still take somebody, one of my children coming to me and be like, Dad, breathing, mm-hmm. please. I'm turning blue. All right, fine. But I just, and I'm not even like trying to be miserly or curmudgeon. I spend money. I don't have a problem with that. It's more, I just don't notice it until somebody points it out to me.
Yeah.
I think I was like electrocuted when I was little, and that has my my internal temp is always off.
So what did the study, what do most people do?
68 degrees is the average temperature where most people kick their thermostat on, or sorry, kick their furnace on. It has to be 68 on
in the house.
Thermostat on in the house. So you nailed it, Jamie, eventually.
I mean, said 66. I thought
you did have to change your answer, but you did get it right. Eventually.
I bet it's a little higher. Quentin thought it was like 85 before people.
I'm wondering if those of you who wait longer, did you have a job where you worked outside maybe? Cause I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's also part of it. I worked outside for years on the railroad. I also used to deliver pizza, which getting in and out of a hot car, but still, you know, you're cold getting in and out of the buildings.
Now, I also turned my air conditioner on probably earlier than most people. Like, I delay putting the furnace on, but I turn my air on sooner because, again, I like it. I'm hot all the time.
All the time.
And so if it gets to be, I mean, I don't like it warmer than like 72 in the house, I'll kick the air on. Well,
I'm more likely probably to turn the air conditioning on than I am the furnace. It's easy to warm up. Like, to me,
you can always
put on more clothes or sit in a different part of the house or wherever.
Yeah.
It's hard to get cool like that. Yes. Like, unless you just take ice cubes and put them on your head or something like that. But that's just uncomfortable and weird.
Is gross.
Yeah.
It just is not. It's just not fun.
Most people from the text line are saying around in the 60s. And somebody says 68 all year round. I keep my house at 68 all year round. That's supposed to be better, right?
I could live in that house. Yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be you're supposed to keep things at a consistent temperature?
And it's better for sleep. Science has said that if you keep the house colder at night, you sleep better because your body will shut down and hibernate more.
From the text line, I finally cracked this morning and turned my central heat on. It was 63 in the house. Otherwise, I do zone heating as long as I can.
You're fancy. Like closed bedrooms and like closed registers and
okay. I just assumed they meant like a space heater or something.
Well, yeah. And so you can... This is what I had to do when my furnace was out. I just, because my electric worked, so I just put two space heaters in the bedroom and closed the door, warm that room, at least it was warm enough to sleep.
It really sucks, by the way, that we didn't get like any moderate temperature.
No, we had no fall.
We had no fall this year. I mean, it's 47 degrees right now at 10:28 in the morning. It's probably get up into the 50s. I guess that's okay. But some 60s.
October where it should have been.
It went from 80 to 50.
Yeah.
Like that's not that literally. I told you about this yesterday. There is a map that came out and it said the best, most comfortable temperatures are between 50 and 80. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, in the last month, we went from a regular average temperature of 80 something, or at least a high of 80 something.
We went from shorts to coats.
Right.
Overnight.
And why? What did we do? What did we do wrong? Are we praying to the wrong gods? What do we need to do? How do we get this back?
Can we do that with winter too then? Can we just skip ahead to spring and just not have a winter and just stay in this ugly stuff for 6 months?
Because we're being punished for whatever. We are going to go from it's 50 right now, and then by December, it's going to be negative 20. Great. That's what's going to happen.
With 50 Christmas mile an hour winds.
Santa Claus is going to skip your house because he's going to be like, it's too cold. I'm not getting out of the sleigh. Doing that.
You know, kids are going to want the coal. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's it. Kids are going to be terrorizing the neighborhoods, doing naughty things so they get more coal from Santa Claus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely has turned around. We don't talk politics. But
what are we doing?
We cannot ignore job cuts that are happening right now. We cannot ignore some news about the federal government shutdown, and we can. But and in a couple of days, we're going to have to talk more about the fact that on November 1st, a lot of people who need paychecks or need SNAP benefits are not going to get them because this affects a lot of you.
Yep.
We've been talking a little bit about the TSA. We know that that's a mess because air traffic controllers, I don't know why they're not getting paid on November 1st. I don't know why we consider something essential and then not pay them as if they are essential. Thank goodness the National Hurricane Center people stayed on the job.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have to because this hurricane did not come to the United States, but they did because, you know, it's good information for us all to have. They're not getting paid November 1st, which is amazing that that's not considered to be essential. So we'll talk more about it in the next couple of days. I have a list of things that like are really good for food banks, and we'll talk to harvesters coming up on Friday, hopefully, because I know that's important information for a lot of you. But we're starting to feel it, and we're starting to feel it more because Amazon has announced tens of thousands of job cuts. We know that local federal workers now are looking for work because we do not have an end in sight to this shutdown.
Yeah.
And if you want to call and talk about it,
I mean,
feel free.
What's frustrating for me is seeing the same politicians who are responsible for the shutdown now going, hey, I'm going to pass an emergency bill on SNAP. That's what Josh Hawley's doing. I'm going to pass an emergency bill to make sure that SNAP is covered, to make sure that the voters in my area actually get food.
Because they vote.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Why don't you end the shutdown?
Somebody correct me, or we can maybe look this up. My understanding is that all four of the Congress people in Kansas have said they're not going to take a paycheck while the shutdown continues. Okay. I think it's all four. I've not heard anything about anybody in Missouri, because that's part of the frustrating thing, too, is that people in Congress are still being paid.
Right.
Despite.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You're not doing your job.
Yes.
And by the way, I'm sorry. Part of your job is working out deals.
Yes.
Part of your job is negotiating and maybe accepting some things you don't like. And instead, nope, we're just putting our foot down. And because it's whatever, Democrats want money for illegal aliens to have health care, which doesn't make any sense because actual American citizens can't get health care, but fine, whatever. I just end the shutdown.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why just basic compromise and having some decency when it comes to your job is so impossible now, because it's a lack of accountability. It's a lack of taking ownership of anything. It's not my fault. It's their fault. They need to end the shutdown. Well, who is controlling Congress?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. If you are, we have, we're a really big center for the federal government, with the IRS being here, and we have a major Federal Reserve here. We have 30,000 federal employees in Kansas City.
Yeah.
If you are among them and you are job hunting, or you are starting to, again, the goal is not to make it about politics, but this is affecting everybody now. This is affecting everybody. 913-586-7798. If you're a federal government employee and you're starting to look for work because some of those have already been furloughed, others missed their first paycheck since the shutdown on Friday because they get paid at a different pace a little bit. What are you doing? And where are you looking for jobs now? Because like I said, Amazon, we'll talk about that, is cutting a bunch of people. We'll have seasonal jobs here soon.
Yeah.
For Christmas. That's not the same
until
thing.
Until robots replace all those.
And that's not the same thing as federal benefits, by the way.
Well, and it's also really frustrating because I keep hearing people say, oh, don't feel bad for the government, for the federal employees. Even if they're working, they'll get their pay eventually.
Again, tell that to my mortgage company.
Yeah.
Tell that to your landlord.
Right. And tell that to the people who've been furloughed.
Yeah.
I mean, some people
who
aren't
still
working.
Need money.
Yeah, some people aren't working. And by the way, the government's currently looking for a loophole so they don't have to do back pay.
Yeah, that doesn't help right now when you need groceries. Not everybody has the savings to get them through months without a paycheck.
Or the contractors that work through the government, they're not even eligible for back pay. So if you work for like a third party that works for the government, they're not even eligible for back pay. I have a friend that works at Honeywell, and he's not there. I think next week is when their deadline runs out. If the government shutdown continues through, then they're going to furlough a bunch of workers there. And so he's, you know, freaking out about it because it's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Jamie, on your point, all six Kansas representatives have said that they aren't going to take paychecks. And then there are other congressmen, some in California.
Including senators.
Oh, including senators.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, all six of them. And some in California and some in Texas have also. So it seems to be like.
Any in Missouri?
No, nothing scrolling
Fantastic.
Through. Said anything about Missouri.
That's
Fantastic.
Great.
913-586-7798. Talk about it some more coming up on Midday.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the federal government shutdown is dragging on. On November 1st is a date where that's going to be like the first big paycheck that a lot of federal government employees are going to miss. That's when SNAP benefits are not going to go out. That I cannot count the number of stories I see about food banks that are going to be in higher demand because anybody that uses SNAP benefits, and I don't know how many it is in Missouri, it's a lot, they're not going to get those benefits. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to feed your family then? And it's not those people's fault that the shutdown continues. If you're affected by this anywhere, if you work for the TSA, if you, whatever you're, and you're starting to do math, give us a call.
913-586-7798. From the text line, I am a TSA screener. I've canceled every subscription. No more gym or streaming. My credit union set me up with the zero interest bridge loan for a few pay cycles, but who knows how long this standoff is going to last.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the frustrating thing is how long is this going to go on? There is, at a certain point, there is a point where you realize like they don't care.
Right.
And I you would think
it's more about winning the fight than it is.
Right. Which is fight is so ridiculous. It's about extending ACA provisions.
Right.
Which is if you look into what they're talking about, just extending, it's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. But instead of doing that, nope, we need to brand it as you're trying to give healthcare to illegal immigrants. That's what ACA was set up for? I don't think so.
So speaking of that, as we kind of throw that wrinkle in the mix, open enrollment starts next week. And I don't know what it is yet because we haven't seen it yet because open enrollment hasn't started for us either. But ACA, those premiums are going to go up dramatically because of this. Dramatically. Right. Yeah, so the same people on SNAP who don't have health insurance, who might need the exchange, also, we're going to pay more on the exchange.
Yep.
Something's got to give.
It's going great, everybody. Yeah. Let's see. From the text line, I work at the IRS. I set my student loan servicer. I set my student loan servicer to an income-driven plan and pause payments. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Also moved our thermostat down 2 degrees to shave the utility bill. Yeah, I mean, if I was involved in this, I wouldn't be turning on the thermostat. I wouldn't even be looking at it. I would take the batteries out of the thing.
And seriously, there comes a point where call your mortgage. And some of you already know this, right? Because if you're a federal government employee, you go through this every year and you know this. But like call your mortgage company and tell them I'm a federal employee. Is there any way to pause payments? Can I call your landlord? Can I call your credit card company?
Yeah.
And tell them, hey, because if they know ahead of time, there's a lot they can do. If you wait until later, then it's harder.
And it's not just direct federal employees that are affected by this. It's also contractors.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of them.
If somebody's like, I'm a contract employee on a federal project. I'm not getting any back pay. So I'm tutoring math in the evenings, and we're thinking about renting our spare room.
I mean, that's creative.
Yeah.
That's entrepreneurial.
You can rent your spare room. There's also, you can rent your car out.
Oh, you can rent everything.
On Turo.
If you have tools, you can rent them out.
Yeah.
Anything that you have can be rented out.
Start growing weed in your backyard in Missouri. I think you can do that, right? Fine.
If you have a pool, you can rent that out.
Yeah,
which
sure.
Which is great when it's
not
50
great
degrees.
Weather for that. Yeah. Rent out your house for Halloween parties.
Mm-hmm.
Airbnb. All that. 913-586-7798. Let's go to JP in Shawnee. Hey, JP.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Great.
Good.
Thanks for the call.
What do you have to say about this?
The six representatives in Kansas who are saying they're going to deny checks seems like a pandering ploy to me to get you to talk about them in the news. If they honestly wanted to do any good with that money, instead of letting the government keep it, they should be taking the check and donating their salary during this period to food banks in their district.
Isn't it better, though, than not? Isn't not taking a check better than collecting your check as a federal representative?
Can they really deny a check?
I'm sorry?
Can they really deny a check?
Sure. I mean, you can say, I'm not going to collect a paycheck. I'm sure they can say, just don't make the deposit.
I don't know. I don't know, though. I don't know where that money goes.
But isn't...
I think they could be doing better with this money than the symbols that I think we're getting.
But isn't it better than the guys on the Missouri side who aren't doing that, who are collecting check for not doing anything?
I don't know.
I agree.
JP, thanks for your call. I actually agree with him. I don't know that this does any good. It's very similar to the president saying, I'm not taking a paycheck. Meanwhile, I'm taking $250 million in crypto cash from the Saudis. I don't know that that's making a dent.
And maybe it is symbolic, but to me, it's better than, I mean, you and I were talking during the break about Mark Alford. It's better than people on the Missouri side who are doing nothing.
Sure. I mean, even if it's performative, I guess.
Fine.
The one good thing about it, I'll say, is like, it's nice that it's five Republicans and one Democrat, is what we're talking about in Kansas, is Sharice Davids and then a bunch of Republicans, them actually agreeing on something. So that's positive.
I am looking to see if, at the very least, if they can't deny it, then they'll put the money somewhere else. I mean, they're saying, I'm just not going to collect it. The Constitution says that senators and representatives shall receive compensation for their service, and it might be illegal to waive it. Then they're doing something with it.
Right.
Then they're putting it somewhere. I mean, they're not letting it go in their bank account.
I think that if they're going to, they should elevate that. I'm not taking a check, or I am taking a check, but every cent of it's going to be donated to harvesters or to a food bank or to, I don't know, a family. I'm going to donate to a GoFundMe for a family or something.
But again,
like that.
Hey, Manuel Cleaver. Hey, Mark Alford. Hey, yeah. Missouri. Hey, Josh Hawley. It's great that you're putting something on the tables to fund SNAP all of a sudden.
Sure.
3 days before it's set to end.
Yeah, great.
By the way.
Again, speaking of performative politicians.
Right.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Barbara in Mission. Hey, Barbara.
Hey there. How you doing?
Great.
Good.
I have worked with federal employees for over a decade. Something that they may not realize is that if they are furloughed, they may be eligible to file for unemployment benefits during this time. I haven't really heard anybody talk about that. And almost all of the credit unions that are affiliated with the federal government are offering 0% interest loans right now to those people that are affected by all of this.
That's good.
It doesn't help the contractors, and it doesn't help the whole trickle-down thing.
Yeah.
But there are people out there that are trying to help bridge the gap a little bit.
You know, it's funny, though, Barbara, and I'm not trying to sound like I don't care about federal employees. And I have members of my family work for the federal government, and are they're being affected by this. But at the same time, like, it seems like we're making some kind of special case for federal employees that I've been laid off before. Nobody gave a crap
right.
about me. Like,
yeah.
I've been laid off from several jobs, and it wasn't like, oh, well, you work for the railroad. That's a really important job. But man, the contractions of the economy really affect it, don't they?
right.
other than just basic unemployment.
Yeah, I think we have to differentiate between the people that have been laid off and the people that are having to continue to show up for a job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they're deemed essential. You know, they don't have the opportunity to file for unemployment.
Right.
They, you know, air traffic controllers are working mandatory overtime right now, which is sometimes 6 days a week.
Oh, that's what
they
we want. We want them overworked and overtired
exactly.
and overstressed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I think
And let's not pay them on top of it. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And then try to figure out a way we can weasel out of paying them in eventually, too, which is really frustrating that that's what's going on. Yeah, it just looking it up, federal employees can file for unemployment benefits if they're unemployed through no fault of their own. But it doesn't say it includes situations like layoffs or government shutdowns. So I guess if it's long enough, But what do you do if you get back pay for it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, I don't know. The unemployment, I've found...
I'm glad this is complicated.
Yeah. Unemployment, I've found, can be a little bit... I don't know what the word is. It can be very tricky. There's some chicanery there. Because you can get severance and unemployment at the same time.
Okay.
If you're getting a severance check, okay, you can also file for unemployment and collect that as well. And they don't count your severance towards any kind of income. I don't know.
Also, when is this going to end? And we'll get to a break here in a second. But the longest government shutdown in history was 35 days. That was during the first Trump administration.
What?
That was December 2018.
Also when Republicans controlled the House and Senate as well? Or was that afterwards? Was that 2018?
I don't remember exactly. But that was December 2018 until January 2019. That was 35 days. This government shutdown started at midnight on September 30th.
So that was
we are getting very close to that 35 days.
So that would have been right after the midterms,
right,
that happened. So it was, yep, when they still controlled. Anyway.
We're at 26 days and counting.
I know we don't do politics.
29 days.
But it is weird that it's happened twice when one party has been in control.
Like, that's when it should be easy, right?
Right.
Is when one party controls everything.
It would make more sense if it was the Senate is Republican, the House is Democrat, and the President is Republican. Okay, then nobody can get along. Right. I get it. But the fact that all three are controlled by one party is a little weird.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. I don't know. We'll talk. Keep talking about this and dancing around it coming up on Midday.
Talking about the effect of the federal government shutdown, which started on October 1st. The longest in history was 35 days. We're getting there. We're coming up upon that here in about a week. But on November 1st, on Saturday, is when SNAP benefits don't go out. It's when federal government employees that were paid will not collect paychecks on November 1st. And it's a mess.
I mean, I don't know what the solution is to this specific shutdown or if it'll ever end.
Yeah.
How many days are we into?
It started October 1st, so 29. So
that's easy to count. Yeah, 29. And then the record is 35.
Yeah.
I don't think...
There is no end in sight to this.
But I don't see it ending before that. And it doesn't seem like anybody's really motivated to. And whenever I see stories like, oh, Josh Hawley is planning a SNAP proposal, mm-hmm, to fund SNAP, that just seems to me like they're not interested in the shutdown. They're interested in this performative version of politics where they can look like, oh, here I am coming to the rescue.
Yeah.
And what that is, like, the fire department set fire to my house.
Yeah.
That's what that is. That's the arsonist is the KCFD chief. You know, that's the problem is you can look like the hero by putting up the issue or the fire that you created. And it's just annoying. And it is something deeply rooted now in our psyche as a country, where instead of actually looking across the aisle and finding common ground and finding something we can agree on, it's more about, nope, I need to look better. I need to look like I'm doing stuff for my constituents and you're screwing everybody over.
And make it somebody else's fault.
And make it somebody else's fault and not take accountability for anything.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. Wouldn't you rather be known as the guy that fixed it? I mean, don't you win more votes that way as being the guy that stepped up and said, here's how we're going to end the government shutdown today?
And that's, by the way, it's not, I know I picked on Republicans mostly on this, but that's who we're surrounded by.
Yeah.
And Chuck Schumer's not doing anything either.
No.
Like, there's no interest by the Democrats to end this either for the same reason. Because they can do it. Well, the Republicans are in charge. They're the ones who are responsible for all this. Both sides have a point on it. They both have a principle that they're standing on. But guess what? Government isn't made perfect to begin with. The founders never expected us to get along.
Right.
That's why there's checks and balances, and that's why it's set up the way it is. It's just frustrating.
Another day.
Coming up, maybe we didn't solve the government shutdown, but Shawnee is coming for your kid's e-scooter. Well, kind of. They're passing some regulations on e-scooters. Is this enough? Talk about it next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.